Welcome to News and Brews with the Times, where we spill the tea on what's happening in Hall County, Georgia. It's March 24th, 2025, and we have news on several schools in Hall and Gainesville that landed on a list of the lowest performing schools in the state. Plus, there's a new timeline for the construction of the Sardis Road connector, and a luxury resort is planned for an area on Lake Lanier. And don't miss it as we talk with reporter Nick Watson about an upcoming hearing in a murder case involving a woman accused of shooting her boyfriend at their lake home. Good morning. I'm Shannon Casas.
And I'm Stacey Smith. This show is brought to you by The Times. Grab your favorite brew and take a sip while we guide you through what's been happening in Hall County. Last week, The Times reported 12 Hall County schools and 5 Gainesville schools landed on a list of the lowest performing schools in the state of Georgia. That's based on their performance on a statewide measuring stick called the College and Career Readiness Performance Index. Our journalists dug into how the list was made, the context around the scores, and they spoke with the principals at some of the schools to learn more about how they interpret these results and what they're doing about it.
A lakeside luxury resort may be built on 20 acres off Browns Bridge Road behind the Crestwind community. The developer wasn't ready to tell our journalists about the project, but documents the Times obtained show many of the amenities that are planned, including dining, spa, and meeting space, plus estate homes and cottages.
A Gainesville man and his son were just accused of separately molesting the same girl for years, starting in 2014. The Hall County Sheriff's Office is investigating the case and said the girl reported what happened to a teacher who reported it to law enforcement. The Times will be following this case as it goes through the county court system. Our team here also recently reported about the 40th anniversary of the Children's Center for Hope and Healing. It's a local nonprofit that provides services for those who have experienced sexual abuse as children. They do some really important work, and you can find the link to that story as well in our show notes.
Work on the long-awaited Sardis Road connector is getting underway, and Hall County officials said it should be done by fall 2027. The road will provide a quicker route between Thompson Bridge Road and Dawsonville Highway by constructing some new roadway and widening some that's already there.
A coach at a local school has been put on leave after appearing to move a student up against the wall in the field room. This was all seen on video footage from the school system. The coach has garnered support in the community. The parent of the student spoke with our journalists about his kid's experience. The sheriff's office decided not to pursue charges, but the school system is still working to determine next steps.
And coming up this week, our courts reporter here at The Times, Nick Watson, is going to be busy with 4 different cases he's been tracking. We're going to dig into one of those cases with him. Nick, thanks for joining us. So this man was found shot at a lake home earlier this month. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so around 1:15 a.m. March 8th at Bay Ridge Drive here in the county, which is kind of the top end of the lake. If you went from like Lake Lanier Olympic Venue and just kind of kept going straight up before you got to Don Carter, the Hall County Sheriff's Office came out and they found James Barron, 68, dead, and his girlfriend, Suzanne Miracle, was later taken into custody, and she's now facing felony murder charges.
So have they said anything about a motive for her?
So the newest information we got came out this past Thursday, the 20th. There was a wrongful death lawsuit filed, and again, obviously, these are allegations in a lawsuit, but the newest information we have is coming from her, from Barron's sons, who filed the lawsuit against Miracle, claiming that they were in some sort of argument. Mr. Barron retreated to the bedroom, locked the door, and that Ms. Miracle allegedly shot through the bedroom door. That is the newest information we've got so far, that there was some sort of argument late March 7th into early March 8th.
Okay, so what else do we know about this couple?
Right now, she was operating a dentistry in St. Simon. They had recently bought the home up here in Gainesville for about $1.5 million. It's a very expensive lakefront property. And that's really all that we have at the moment. We've reached out to her attorney to try and get more information. He's declined to comment so far, and she's got a probable cause hearing next week.
Okay, so tell us more about what happens at a probable cause hearing. What's that about?
Right, so it's kind of the big first hearing for both sides to really air out what evidence they have so far. They'll usually call the deputy who came out to the scene or the investigator, and they'll detail what they have so far in the investigation. Ultimately, it's for the judge to determine if there's enough probable cause for the case to go forward to Superior Court, which is the trial court, where the case would go to a grand jury for an indictment. And ultimately, the cases could be a plea, it could be a trial, she could be found guilty or not guilty. The DA could drop the charges for whatever reason. But this is just the first stage to try and get a little bit more information out there of what led to the charges against her.
And when is that hearing?
The hearing is on Friday at 9 a.m. so far, which is Friday the 28th.
All right, so we should have a story posted on GainesvilleTimes.com later that day?
That's the hope, yes. It is a busy calendar that day, but we do our best to try and get those out there quickly.
Yeah, I imagine, especially with a case like this, you know, we've had several shootings recently, but not that many at Lakeside Homes, and involving a woman as the suspect.
Yeah, this is definitely something that there's been a lot of interest. There's been some national media interest I've seen, and her hometown newspaper, or the media outlets that are down south toward Brunswick and St. Simon, have also been interested in following this case.
Thanks, Nick. So look out for that on GainesvilleTimes.com. You can also sign up to get our breaking news alerts at GainesvilleTimes.com/newsletters to get that story and others sent to you as soon as we have it. And if you click the links in our show notes, you'll also get a lot more context and information about the stories we've talked about today.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Rate us on your podcast app or shoot us an email at podcastadmin@GainesvilleTimes.com to let us know what you'd like to hear about on the podcast. This has been News and Brews with the Times. Join us next week for another episode.